Crunkband means airplane and tie, and of course the Texas Trio picked that name for their band to honor their love of Thai funk. Formed in 2010, they've collaborated with everyone from Leon Bridges and Paul McCartney. Their latest album is a fantastic collection of tunes that I absolutely enjoy. It's The Universe Smiles Upon You Too, and that's Balls and Pins Too, getting us into the hour on the mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee. It's good to have you here today. Nyawe Scano, if you're tuning in for the first time, I take the challenge of reimagining what a mainstream music scene can look and sound like very seriously, and we're putting the community back into community radio, one great listener and one great song at a time. So if you're a professional singer-songwriter, stick around for details as to how you can submit your own originally recorded music for consideration in the rotation. Now, in full disclosure, and very quickly, there's been quite an increase of traffic and songs coming my way, so I'm trying to sift through everything right now. I appreciate your patience, and the audio fun is just getting going, so don't go anywhere. And in the meantime, we're going to enjoy a great hour ahead, including songs from the Black Keys, also one from an indigenous jazz trumpeter that was recently featured in New York Times. More details coming your way before too long. A track from Abibio Sound Machine, a new one to get into the rotation from Leslie Odom Jr. His take on a fantastic Smashing Pumpkins classic that is officially 30 years old now. More immediately is one from Once a Tree, but not before getting this one from Gabriel Jacoby into the rotation. His Same Sign single was released November 14, so if you've ever felt the kinship with somebody who shares the same sign, and yes, in case you're wondering, I'm a Scorpio, turn it up and sing along for your consideration and approval with this one found on Gutted Child on the mainstream. We'll be right back.
some of us think this is Iwa, coming from District 7 of Gila River Indian Community, and you're tuning into Native Voice Film.
Das Mortal remix of Immortals' Uncanny Valley, a recent addition into the rotation and a great way to wind down the first set. We also heard husband and wife duo Jaylee and Hayden Wolf. Of course, Jaylee's been very busy with her solo work these days, but that's not to say that Hayden isn't involved. It's been a minute since they've released anything as Once a Tree, but that was the band itself from their Phoenix release with No Good. And again, we officially introduced Gabriel Jacoby's Same Sign into the rotation for the first time today. I'm Brett Mabee. Before going any further, don't forget that if you're a professional singer-songwriter, I always want to hear from you. You can send me your own originally recorded and professionally recorded songs to brett@mainstreamradio.net. Now, a lot of people have a little bit of an aversion to the word professionally recorded, but really, you want to do your songs the justice that they deserve and help them sparkle as they should. It doesn't mean that you have to record in a multi-million dollar studio and be locked into the scam of a lifetime with some dead end record deal. Just give me your professionally recorded songs for consideration in the rotation. Unless you're new here, you know that I play an eclectic assortment of music, so the chances are I can find a place for it. Reach out, stay in touch, email them to me at brett@mainstreamradio.net, or if you do prefer to send physical media, details can be found on the full website at mainstreamradio.net. Delaney coming up before this half is through. Also one from Montreal Indigenous rockers, Wampums. Later on, one from a Danette trumpeter who was recently featured in the New York Times. That's right. It's incredible to see Delbert Anderson's star continue to rise, and I'm going to be sharing one of my favorite tracks from him before too long. One from Gina and Halion before the hour's through. Right now, and leading the way to the bottom of the hour, is this one from the Black Keys. A couple fun facts from the band. Well, you might recall their 2010 album Brothers, which really made them a household name. It won 3 Grammy Awards. In fact, the single Tighten Up became their first Billboard Hot 100. Something that I didn't know is that they were childhood friends who reconnected after high school, and it makes sense that as you can feel that chemistry between the Akron, Ohio.
Too long. Darkness when you left me. Heartache since you've been. Hey, this is Michael Whalen, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.